This show is brought to you by ERN. Find us online at ernlive.com.
Welcome back to Pop Tech Radio. I'm Jason Masters here with Greg Stebbin and Richard Schemmel. And guys, it's the early in the year. It's maybe time to talk about some products that we've been reviewing. I got a couple of cool products that I've been playing around with recently. I got a backpack by this company called One Voice, the number one and voice. I don't know why they call it One Voice because it has nothing to do with voice, but it's a backpack that's like this nice canvas-looking backpack that comes with a 11,000 milliamp battery in it that can power all of your devices that may or may not need charging. And at first you kind of think like, does the backpack, is it solar backpack? Does it charge the thing? No, it's just, it's a backpack.
You plug it in.
Yeah, you have to plug it in. But you can take the battery out as well. It just has a special little pocket for it. But at first I was kind of just like, you know, well, what's the correlation? But then I realized like, okay, if you want to have anything more than a battery that attaches to your phone, it's either going to have to go in your pocket or in some kind of backpack. So to get a backpack that comes with one, it's kind of like killing two birds with one stone. So actually I ended up really liking just kind of always having an extra big battery with me that I wouldn't necessarily bring with me if I wasn't bringing a backpack with me.
But this requires a lifestyle change. Yeah, this requires a lifestyle change because, so I've had companies send me these backpacks too. And the thing I realized is it's a great idea if you are disciplined enough to charge the battery every night. If you don't charge the battery, otherwise you're carrying a heavy battery around and when you need it, it's dead.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's nice about it being at 11,000 milliamps is that's three solid charges on my iPhone 6 Plus. Yep. So the battery already lasts pretty much all day. So I could go 3 days without charging it and still charge my phone an entire extra time on this battery every day, which is, you know, it's nice to not have to do it every day. It's like three full days worth of using it to charge my phone one extra time.
I actually carry in my backpack, it just lives there, and I charge it and leave it in the bag. So essentially doing the same thing, a Goal Zero battery. This thing is big and it's heavy, but it'll actually power a laptop.
Oh yeah.
You can plug a laptop into it and you can sit there and click away. I mean, it's great on a plane. It's also great when you end up somewhere and you go, oh crap, my battery's almost dead and I got one more email to send. I think what you're describing is really, really good as long as you understand before you buy it. If you got to change your lifestyle, you know, you got to plug it in at night to make sure when you need it, it's really going to have the power you need.
Uh-huh. Well, and that's where, because it charges by USB. And I think that's where one of those Zolt chargers really comes in handy that we got at CES, which is like, it's like the size of a roll of quarters and it can charge three separate USB things at once. And so if you have one of those, you can plug in your phone at night, plug in the extra battery, and then, you know, room for one other thing you need to charge,
right?
Inevitably,
yeah.
Your Apple Watch or whatever. And then let's see, the other thing. Oh, you know what? You sent me this actually. You passed this info along to me. This company called Snap Power. They make these outlet covers for your house, like the little power outlet plastic cover.
Yes.
And it actually has like metal prongs on the back of it. So just by changing the outlet cover, not the outlet itself, you can either add little nightlights to the bottom of the outlet or a USB charger without having any electrical knowledge or needing to like find the breakers and turn the, you know, power off to completely remove the power outlet or anything like that. You just snap this new faceplate on there and suddenly any outlet has either a nightlight or a USB charger. I think these would be really great for anybody who has like an apartment or something like that where they know they would have to like ask the building person if they can change out power outlets or you know, things like that, where this is, or just anybody who has no desire to learn, you know, electrical wiring and things like that. It's kind of daunting, and there's plenty of people who wouldn't ever want to go into that hardware store and, you know, learn how to change this stuff out. All
right.
You do is pull one, you know, flathead screw,
one screw,
slap this thing on, and suddenly you've got a USB charger.
What do they charge for these?
I think the one that is a nightlight is 15 and the one that's a USB charger is 20.
Yeah, think about like putting this in your kitchen where everybody's always like, oh, I got to plug in my phone, or in the bedroom next to your bed. Oh, I got to, you know, it just sounds like a really great idea.
Yeah. Well, so that's what I've been playing around with lately. Greg, I think you had like a new touchscreen Wi-Fi hotspot.
Yeah, I live in a big 100-year-old brick house that has two separate additions that were added at two different times in the 20th century. So getting Wi-Fi is really a challenge. And a company we've had on the show before who's really good about keeping me updated on their new products is called Amped, A-M-P-E-D. It's A-M-P-E-D dot – actually, AampedWireless.com. And their range extenders not only – really do a killer job. I mean, they have very high range extenders. What I like about them is that they come with a touchscreen. So when you go to set them up, or you even want to just check and see your status, you're not kind of guessing about it. It's right there in front of you. I mean, a touchscreen now it's what you expect, because a big screen, first of all, and then the ability to touch it to navigate. I'm also holding a Netgear range extender that I actually got from my internet carrier. And this Netgear thing has two little lights. I mean, there's no indicators on it, so you never know where you're at, and if there's a problem, it doesn't help you solve the problem at all.
Right, and when it's a pain in the butt to try to go get a laptop and plug a Cat 5 cable into it and whatnot.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So if you want to extend the range of your Wi-Fi, I mean, first of all, it's a very doable thing. The technology is there. These things work great. I've been using these in my crazy big brick house for a couple of years. And what I've been using is the products from Amped Wireless. And their range is ridiculous. I live across the street from a coffee shop. I go over to the coffee shop, and instead of using their wireless, I just stay logged into my wireless. And
wow.
It's all because of Amped Wireless. Their website is ampedwireless.com.
Cool. All right. Well, we're going to take a break. This is Pop Tech Radio. We'll be right back.
This show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. We'll be right back.